absolute dead ass. Because imagine sitting down on this.
I know you're half retarded. Tell your father, okay? I have money.
I called the police. This is serious.
Nice execution.
You're doing terrific.
So far tonight, I'm average. The most beautiful young people you've ever seen.
Sir Spencer Wolf of Kansas City, Dane DeLorean.
None of this is good.
Oh, yes. Absolutely true. Absolutely factual. None of this is good. Let's go. Welcome back. Tuesday once again. Can you believe it? Feels like it was just Tuesday. Now it's Tuesday. It's always Tuesday here in the Bowl, and that's where we're joining you from on this beautiful 14th of July, 2026, for episode number 447. I'm Sir Spencer Wolf of Kansas City.
And I'm Dame DeLorean.
And you are a bowler in the bowl. Welcome on in.
Ah, bowler, right on time.
Right on time as usual. Thank you very much. Come on in. Have a seat. Let's get it cracking, huh? Let's get it cracking, huh? Welcome back. I know you were ready for it to look all different. Like I fixed a thing. Hey, I fixed nothing. But that's all right. We've been doing other stuff. You know, we're kind of... days, maybe hours, maybe minutes away from the sixth wolf cub of the pack.
That's right.
We might have you pushing a baby out on the show. Who knows? Maybe, maybe next show.
Yeah, you never know.
Maybe homegrown hits. You never really know until you find out. A wise man once told me. So, in the meantime... moving stuff around.
Yeah.
Building shelving units.
Yeah, that was fun.
Clearing off floor space. Taking out recycling.
Yeah.
You know, just regular.
Picking up my slack.
Regular grown-up stuff. That's it. Pretty much it. This week was light in terms of news. And heavy in terms of news, you know, like there's a mix. What can I say? Homegrown hits on Thursday.
Yeah.
I finally got the fucking oil changed. Been putting it off for a very long time.
Nice. Glad that's done.
So, yeah, good deal.
Yeah.
Always good to regularly change the oil in your vehicle, okay? That's our advice here. That is medical and financial advice. I'm a certified CPA MD. What else happened? Oh, yeah, great hits, by the way.
Yeah, it was a fun one.
Hits was nice. Let's see, dentist and... it's just been appointments.
Ugh.
That's what this week is. It's been appointments.
Car checkup.
Every kid at the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
The car oil.
But all the kids had perfect teeth this time around.
Yes.
That was awesome.
Yeah, good clean visit, finally.
Yeah.
So that was nice. Cairo.
Oh, yeah.
Got to do that again. Probably should have done that yesterday.
Oh, well.
But what are you going to do?
Go tomorrow.
You know, what are you going to do? Fucking nothing, probably. Hopefully. I wish I could just do absolutely nothing. That would be pretty cool.
That would be.
Cost me less money. Take less time. Take more time. Take all the time. I've been upping my 3D print inventory in preparation for like Satoshi trip at the end of this month.
Nice.
So depending on when this kid hops along, maybe you're there for the ride, maybe not.
Yeah.
You can't go if it's like within the 10 days or whatever. You know what I mean? That would be crazy even for us. All right. We already are crazy.
Yeah.
That much is true. That's fine. That's just how we be. But even we have sanity limits and judgment. Yeah?
Yeah. There's a certain amount of time I just have to stay in bed.
Yeah, it's like, that's not really negotiable. And you tried to hard ass it the one time, and it just was,
it got screwed up.
Not the greatest decision.
No.
So
still paying the price for that.
Yeah. Gonna be resting up postpartum. But
you're going.
Still gonna go. Yeah. At minimum, it'll be me and the four oldest. So wanna up my 3D prints inventory. I'm putting in a bunch of the Bitcoin chain necklaces people love. The little signs that say Bitcoin accepted here. In fact, I'd need to maybe sometime start another batch of those during this. Because hopefully, if everything went right, this is the thing. I haven't used the printers in quite a while. So then this week I've like turned them back on, and a lot of the filament is a little bit brittle.
Ooh.
So I'm just kind of anti-janking everything till I can burn some of this old filament out and get some new filament. It prints just fine, but the problem is it'll snap in the feeding tube.
Mm.
And so then you'll have to like jam it in manually because there's a break in the line. It can't really push itself through.
Does it stop when that happens?
It does. Well, that's what's really nice versus like my old Ender, it would just keep going. It would just
with nothing coming out and it building back up.
Plow through the G-code instructions, not knowing that it had stopped, and then the whole fucking print would be just done and dead.
Yikes.
Not these bamboos. They're nice. They like sense that something's wrong and they just go to the side and chill out until you're ready. Then they pick right back up right where they were.
That's cool.
So that's pretty nice at least. You know, I can fucking fiddle with the shit. What sucks though is like you can't just like let it rip overnight.
Mm.
Which is what I want to get doing.
Yeah.
The print in place chains seem to be rolling out just fine. The only trouble there is it's like a quick print, you know. Those take like a little more than an hour. It's like 72 minutes or something. So like you can run those overnight, but it doesn't take all night.
Right.
So I might load up like a few Pepe Buddhas to run overnight and just put a bunch on there. They take a little bit longer. Those seem pretty popular. And then, yeah, I don't know what else. We'll take some gemstones up.
Yeah. I'll pick out some good ones for you.
Just get some nice gemstones going.
Yep.
And, I just hope to meet some more fun people. Meet some of the Bugle guys. I've been listening to the Bugle stuff here and there.
Oh, yeah?
Looking at their Twitter shenanigans.
Nice.
So, I think at least one of them will be there. Hopefully. I don't know. I really don't know much. I'll take the drone up, do some drone stuff. It would just be tent camping. The kids never tent camped yet. So this will be a good like way to start that off. Hopefully they'll enjoy it a lot and want to go a lot more. Thank you all bowlers who've been sending me links to different buses around. I've got links to different schoolies for sale. I'm trying to get my money right.
Yeah.
To be able to pounce on one of these.
Yep. Gotta up that money.
Gotta get that money up. I kind of was taking stock and inventory of that. And it's like, you know, I used to have two or three wine gigs a year during like wedding season. Basically everything except for winter. You had a bunch of transcription coming in.
Yeah, constant freelance stuff for me.
And it's just been like a dripping out of the gas tank situation, kind of.
Yeah.
To where we're pretty much just down to my day job.
Yep.
Which is like...
rough.
It just doesn't let us do... it just lets us tread water and nothing else. So I was like, dude, I just got to get the money up. So I want to do a big launch of your online gym store targeted for mid-September.
Okay, yeah, I was aiming kind of for my birthday times.
So, yeah, maybe by the end of September.
I've got a lot of photography to catch up on with that.
I just noticed that, you know, there's not really... we've got, like, a lot of stuff that's, like, half shipped, you know? And there's, like, a lot of inventory around and a lot of skill sets, and they're just not being utilized, you know. So the videography and drone stuff, there's like a Lupine Media site that's not really fully pushed out.
Sure. My site that's literally site that, behind the curtain still.
That is, yes, underneath the thing. So I want to just start rolling these out and opening up a little bit more revenue streams just so you start rolling again, you know.
Yeah, and then the thing is, if you can save up for the bus using that extra revenue, then the bus can contribute to traveling with those hobbies.
Exactly.
So it'll just keep rolling from there, hopefully.
Roll out to a site and stay to get like a weekend of drone footage and videography, or you could go to
any event
festival and vend gemstones.
Yep.
All that kind of stuff just stacks up. You know, it's an investment that'll return some liquid capital, man. That's what we're looking for. So,
yeah, we should set up some of those bowling pins on strings in the back of it too, and charge people for bowling.
Oh,
wouldn't that be cool?
The bowl bus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, that would be sick. I saw one that was just like all white. It was like a perfect canvas to paint whatever wacky shit on it.
Yeah.
It was like, oh my God.
And it was already stacked with bunks for kids.
There's a lot I've been looking at, so we'll figure it out when it's right.
Yep.
We're always,
we'll just keep our finger on the pulse.
Yeah, you just look, and then you're ready to leap because you've been looking for so long. You know exactly the right opportunity in the right window.
Yeah.
Keep those finds coming because I want to see the market. You know, I want a wide net out there. I'm going to catch it all and, you know, get it in there right.
Definitely.
The timing, the money, all that stuff. So that's the plan. That's the plan. I did want to say, just briefly, I did receive a call on Saturday from Fletcher. So
nice.
That was good to hear his voice again. He is out of that hole that he was in.
Good.
Which, for better or worse, he just pled out to get out. I don't really want to show dump all about it. Okay, I want to keep it brief. If you want to get in touch with him, just text me or back channel me or whatever. What I will say is my gut instincts were pretty much exactly what he told me happened in terms of just taking bait, the sting, and in his own words, just being naive and stupid. And that sucks. But at the same time, like, for me, nothing has changed between me and Fletcher, okay? And, you know, what I said last time, I stand by. And that guy's still my friend. And we, at this show, owe a great deal to what he kind of paved.
That's right.
And so I never stopped playing his drops or any of this other stuff. And, you know, I think he has learned a big lesson. He's hurt no one except for himself. And yes, I'll just leave it at that because I don't, like I said, I don't want to show dump about it, but it was just kind of a bit of a relief because I know there was a lot up in the air of like that we just didn't know and we had to assume. But, you know, I've seen, I can't say these exact same scenarios before us, but I've seen similar types of shit. And unfortunately, I have a great friend call me from the same place, caught up in his own nonsense, which is a completely different story. But at any rate, just to keep it vague, it was a bit of good, bittersweet news. And I think that over time, that situation will rectify and improve. So anyway, if you want to get in touch or want to know more or want to talk, you can chat me up in the back channels about it. What's next? On Sunday, there's a big hyperspace out.
Yeah.
And I feel like something else happened Sunday, but I'm just forgetting.
Probably.
I know I didn't leave this place, but
but what did I do?
It's just kind of crazy. I know. I think I was putting together that shelf. Right. So we got the new living room shelf situation.
I love it.
You measured and ordered this strange like corner shelf. It like comes to a corner.
Yeah, it's an L-shaped shelf. Because we had this corner next to the fireplace where the brick sticks out like 16 inches, and then this corner that we couldn't do anything with, really.
Yeah.
We had like a 3 stack of cubes there.
Yeah, just your generic cube organizer thing.
Which didn't take up the whole space, so it was a lot of like empty.
It lacked efficiency.
Yeah, it lacked efficiency.
But now we got the record player up on top, or well, no. We used to have the record player on top of the stereo system. That stereo system is like just too tall to slide in there.
Yeah.
And just too deep to like take the shelf off and force it in. Made me crazy. So
I planned on putting it on top. So
it's way up high, which is fine. I don't need anybody reaching that but me and somebody on a step stool.
Yep, exactly.
So
the kids that can mess with it can access it with a box or step stool.
Yes.
And I can reach it from the floor, so fine by me.
There you go. What could be better? And then another round of Hyperspace Out was a great time. Internet Games with Your Friends, hosted by Make Heroism and Mary-Kate Ultra. So that was another great time.
Yeah.
Had by all joinees. You joined.
Yeah, I did joinee.
For the first game or something?
Yep, and then I joined, stayed in the chat for a little bit.
Yeah, you were chatting it up. Chatty McChatterson this time.
A little bit.
Somewhat.
I'm not the chattiest gal.
Well, you know, that's why it was so notable. You were chatting. Chats off the chain.
Notable.
It was. It was notable chats. And that's what is so great about IRC. You just chat, and then you walk away. It's great. Join us. Every other week, we do the Hyperspace Out games. So every other Sunday, which means that the next one is going to be the 26th.
Ooh, Battle of Douchebags Day.
Battle of the Douchebags, followed by Hyperspace Out. Oh, my God. And then I got to clip some douches. I got to clip my douches. That's
Same.
Coming up. That's coming up big time. Big season finale of season 2. The winners of all 8 seasons go head-to-head in the final battle. Oh, my God. And you're flying in with, like, the cheat code 2 weeks almost. After the royal wedding.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes, though. We'll see. Yeah. I don't think Charlie Brown's still got a chance, right?
Yeah.
See, I'm bringing Charlie Brown and Sam Altman, so that's like...
Yeah, 2 chances
the,
there.
The cartoon version of the real-life guy and the real-life version of the cartoon guy, basically. It's like Charlie Brown. He's just drawn as though he has no money, kind of like Sam Altman. Charlie Brown was a mega, mega millionaire, dude. That IP is insane. But, you know, it's just old Charlie on the block, getting his kicks, taking his licks. So Sam Altman, too, it's just like you watch those guys, you listen to them mope. That's what they kind of do mostly is mope, both of them. And yeah, they're both filthy, mega rich guys, somehow.
Wild.
That's crazy, dude. Crazy. Imagine the mope with all those commas. Imagine the mope with all those commas. Whatever. Can't wait to douche it up with the good old Sir Seat Sitter and the rest of the gang. That'll be a good one. That'll be probably more guests than your average one just because of how the bracket works out.
Yeah.
I saw briefly the guest list and then I fucking forgot because I'm retarded. So we'll figure it out when it gets closer and we'll talk more about it as the day approaches. But mark your calendars for that. That's going to be a big ass day there. The July 26th day. Sunday. You got a live no agenda. You got a battle of the douchebags. You close your night off. You cap it with some Hyperspace Out. Lord, it's going to be a day. It's going to be great. And then, yeah, yesterday, what we do? We checked the P.O. box, saw nothing in there, said, shucks, got the horse lesson knocked out.
Yeah.
And here we are. Here we are another day.
2 horse lessons to go.
Just me being a hero at work, a hero at home, a hero online, and trying to see how many cigarettes it takes to not feel empty inside anymore.
Seriously.
I don't know. A lot. A lot.
I must be sucking all of the energy out of the house or something.
I don't know what it is exactly. I don't know if it's just your typical post-Gemini mope period or... I don't know what it is, dude. It's just been like, for a few days now, I've just kind of felt like I don't even know how to describe it exactly.
It's empty. It's
like wistful, empty.
Yeah.
Melancholy.
It sucks.
It's like I've had a little bit more time to tie up loose ends and like a lot less motivation.
Yeah.
It's hotter than hell.
Oh, yeah.
And, these fucking air conditioner guys, right? So, like, last year I asked the air conditioner dorks to come out because my system was kind of shitty. And the whole time I've lived here, the very far upstairs, the top level, because this is a split level, right? So you've got the upstairs where the bedrooms are, then half a flight down, you've got the main floor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Living, dining, kitchen.
Yeah.
Then half a floor down, you got a garage. Then half a floor down, here we are in the bowl. So everything's pretty cool except for the very top floor.
Where the bedrooms are.
Where the bedrooms are. And where the thermostat is that senses when to turn the fucking thing on and off.
Yep.
Weak ass airflow sucks. I've had it cleaned before. It didn't seem to help.
Nope.
The vents, that is. I've had the whole registers cleaned out.
Yeah.
Didn't seem to help a hell of a lot. Well, they convinced me that putting a new unit in, I could get a much more efficient system, pump it out. And it seemed kind of like, you know, that's the trick, is like they cut your shit out and they work on it for like 2 days, right? And then they kick it back on and you're like, oh, it's back on, you know?
Yeah.
What could be better? But dude, I just got my fucking electric bill. I never seen an electric bill like this. It's wrecked. They said, oh, you're going to save like 25% off your energy.
Because, yeah. Because
it's like going to be so much more efficient. Oh, bullshit.
Yeah.
So I'm pissed. I called the fucking guys. They can get out of here in like 2.5 weeks. Right. So we'll have the battle of the douchebags before those douchebags go. Actually, that'll probably be right before.
Yeah. They're like
right
2 days
before the battle of the douchebags. Hopefully I got a little bit more efficiency. Down here, it's like Arctic fucking winter. I've got all the registered shut, and you know that makes the system kind of shut off here, and the main floor also runs off of that. Basically, there's two main ducts that come off of the furnace room, the outflows, right? There's one major in and there's two outs, and one out goes all the way up to the top floor. The other out comes this way first and goes basement and main floor, right? Because the ceiling and the floor are the same. So that feeds all together. The flow's fine in the living room. It's fine in the kitchen. It's fine in the dining room. It's just that one side. So I don't know if it's something down here at the split or something even worse. How am I...
Right.
How do I even know without ripping the fucking subfloor up? I don't know. I'm not a HVAC guy, so... I'm definitely going to give them an earful of... selling me on this shit.
Yeah.
And make them fucking help me. So I'm going to help me, help me, help me, help, help! That's what I'm going to tell the guy. He had my name. Remember last year he came and he was Spencer and I was Spencer. So it was like...
Instant
fine.
Winning you over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like fine. Whenever a Spencer meets a Spencer, it's like... You want to turn that shit off. You don't want to watch that. So we're like, oh, hey, hey, ho, ho. Oh, this never happens. Happened to 4th of July. Same thing.
Oh, wow.
It was a black Spencer when it was the AC guy, not the 4th of July.
Right.
4th of July, of course. So we were like astounded. We couldn't believe it. It's like, when do you ever see two black Spencers in the same place? It's fucking insane. That's never happened ever until... last summer, so hopefully they send that same guy. That guy was all right. Yeah, that's pretty much it. You want to thank some people?
Yeah, let's thank the bowlers.
Let's thank. I feel like I'm stalling now and complaining about my own issues when I've really got an abundance here. I'm, you know, when you start counting your blessings and you're like, oh, this little baby's on the way and everybody's just chilling and having a good time.
I kind of wonder how our hormones interact, because mine are like way up, you know, being at this end. And I just wonder if I like, if that has legitimately something to do with it.
You probably are.
We're skin to skin a lot, and you know.
Probably jacking my louche.
Yeah. Probably driving your tee down.
What the fuck?
As all my stuff goes up.
You're growing my tits over here. What the fuck? Could you stop?
Soon.
Could you stop?
Then I'll be down in the dumps. And yeah, you'll be like, look at this awesome baby. Everything's great.
I'll go win like $9,000 on a scratcher ticket or something.
You're going camping.
I don't know how, because I never actually buy scratcher tickets. But somehow I'll like maybe have one.
We'll gift you one.
Yeah. That's going to be it.
To the six-time dad.
Yeah. Maybe the P.O. box will fill up with winning scratchers tickets.
Oh, that would be cool.
And I'll be jumping up and down, and you'll be like...
in bed crying.
You'll be fine. You're always fine.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I don't show my weakness.
Little miss, never not fine.
Yeah, true. That's right.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. Let's thank some bowlers. This is, after all, a value for value podcast, which means just that. We put the value in the show. We put the value in the Maximalist Studio, which we are working on. We put the value in the website, which we are working on. No official pushes yet. I'm testing some things, okay? I'm testing some things out. I have some ideas that are a big secret, okay? Then you'll know about them. It's like they'll be a secret for a little while, and then you'll know about them, and you'll be like, whoa. And I'll be like, yeah, told you. Told you.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. I'm excited about the stuff that I'm thinking about in my head.
Nice.
The stuff that I've been typing. Type. So hopefully there's some excitement there, too. That's the deal. All that we really ask here is that you take a look and evaluate, what do you get out of the show? You know, is it just some entertainment, something to do on a Tuesday night, something to catch up on your Wednesday commute, something to get you through a otherwise tedious work situation, mowing the lawn situation, whatever it happens to be? That's what we try to be, is just a spot where you can get some entertainment, get some information, keep up, and have a little community too, right? Because you bowlers all get together. We see you chatting it up in the chat. And that's another piece of it. That's another part of it. You know, there's buds in here to be had, okay? It's a big-ass thing that we're putting together and just holding it down for you. We come on, show up every week and put it out there. And so we just ask, you know, what are you getting out? If you're getting less out, or if you feel like you're not getting much out, maybe, and it's not always the case, but maybe it's from not putting it in. So just try putting something in and seeing if more comes out. That's a good little experiment. We do have the PayPal as one way to get involved with all of that. You can go over to bowlafterbowl.com and scroll down to the bottom of any page there. And there's a donate PayPal button. Just like they all look the same, you know, because it's the same little widget. And that takes you over to the PayPals, where you can, of course, set something up if you already have a PayPal account or if you just want to use a debit or credit card. Something easy. That can be done as a recurring or one time. We do have a brand new permanent. And it is from NetNed.
Hey, NetNed.
Just came in tonight, and I'm talking about minutes ago. Minutes ago. And he's out there. He's listening. He's not in the IRC, because we've got a little bit of weirdness on the IRC, okay? If you've got a bouncer and you're always logged in, then you can navigate these weird times where, like, there's DNS issues and there's the name, the domain name isn't resolving. That's one of those times. So if you're still logged into the IRC, then you're just in there and you're still seeing stuff. But then if you log out and try to log back in, like my poor little boost bot that is MIA tonight, RIP MIA. Then you can't get back in during these times. So Ned is locked out of the IRC for right now, banging on the door like Fred Flintstone. But he did send in a PayPal to the bowl, which we very much appreciate. $75.
Woo!
Can you believe it?
Thanks, Ned.
Can you believe that?
I got
that?
Celebratory gunfire for that.
All right. And there is a note.
Okay.
He says high efficiency equals high scam. So, yeah, we learn in the hard way.
Yeah.
We learn in the hard way. And it's like, hey, I live in the hood, okay? So I moved in and there's like an iron cage around my air conditioner.
Yeah.
I like that. This one is like slightly too wide for my old iron cage. So they just put it next to the iron cage. So now I have like an empty iron cage, like I'm some kind of a fucking weirdo. And I've got an air conditioner right next to it. What the fuck is that all about?
Yeah.
You know?
We need to use that for growing vegetables.
What, the iron
cage? The iron cage, yeah.
I mean, there's like a concrete base on it and stuff. Like, there's no growing vegetables on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought they moved that concrete thing out.
I'll have to look again, but I don't think so. Anyway, yeah, I don't think it's good for much other than housing an air conditioner unit. But thank you, Ned. Yes,
yeah,
we agree. High efficiency seems to be high scam. High scam. By the way, Ned. None of the people in the IRC are dunking on you for logging out and disconnecting. They're all being really cool gentlemen about you not being in there. And there's no snark. And everyone just understands completely. So that was a message I felt I should just pass along. You know, a vibes check. A little vibes check. Thank you so much, Ned. You can join NetNet, of course, like I said, a recurring or a one-time payment, and a one-time you can leave the slick little messages like that. With a recurring payment, if you got one set up, you can always just hit us with a note, show at bullafterbull.com, bullafterbull.com. We'll go to Lorian and I both. So that's a good way to get a message guaranteed. It's like the discount double tap or whatever they called it.
Yeah.
Back when I was in college... We double tap for a discount. Don't double charge me for that. Okay. The other... Only a boomer would... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Shots fired in the fucking chat again. Can you even believe it? I think I have a drop for that.
Cotton Gin in the chat room's going, a bunch of boomers in here.
Very helpful. And we appreciate it. this is fucking awesome, dude. There's nobody that can completely derail my thought process like a good Cotton Gin snark in the chat. It's like you can't even, first of all, you can't look away from it. Second of all, you can't fucking think. Because it just takes over and it's like, what's going on now in your head? That's why we love Cotton Gin. It's the greatest. So there's other ways to give value, and a lot of people are participating in this new podcasting 2.0 situation. And of course, you know, Noster Zaps, we consider that the same. We consider that pretty much the same thing. A lot of people are like, that doesn't count, or it's different. And it's like, to me, that's almost exactly the same.
It hits the helipad, right?
It hits my node either way as Sats. So I, like, to my pile, it's the same. Now, there's a difference in culture, because when you get a boost, you're getting a four-digit number, typically. When you get a zap, you get a two-digit number, typically.
Yeah.
So there is a cultural difference, for sure, in the people that zap versus the people that boost, and that's just been the journey for like 4 or 5 years now, something. I don't know. You know, Boostagrams just had a fifth birthday. I think we've been getting zaps for 2-3 years. Been on Noster longer than people been getting zapped, okay? So, we're fucking old, okay? That's what I'm trying to say. Oh, Cotton Gin saw him get in at MMO, so he knows how to come in and defend himself. I don't know.
It was a different guy.
I don't know. I think that you're just
not Ned.
You know, you're the little mouse playing while the cat's away. That's what it feels like. That's the energy I'm picking up. But hey, you know, however you want to frame it, it's a free country. We can frame things all different ways, actually. I've seen it on Twitter all week. Hey, I've seen it on, really just on Twitter all week.
No.
Really just that's where you go to see that kind of thing.
Creative thinking?
Nobody gives a fuck anywhere else. We'll just touch on this barely once we get to the shit stain, but I will say preview coming up. Honestly, almost nobody gives a fuck about BIP110 until you go on Twitter. More on that later. Right now, though, I want to thank some boosters, thank some zappers, some zappalonies. Not a lot of zappalonies tonight, in fact. So I don't know if this thing's on. Working on my machine.
Yeah.
No zapparoonies so far. But that's okay. It's probably because I said such mean things last week. Actually, I have a different theory. And this part isn't... this part can go right now, rather than waiting to the shit stink, because it's not exactly Bitcoin related at all.
Okay.
Only people are going to make it that way. Today, Twitter changed something about the algo, and I'll look up more info in a bit, so that I can give you more details on it. But basically, they've changed the algo back to sort of the older vibes where you're seeing more stuff from your follows rather than like the fully curated feed that just rabbit holes you.
Huh.
'Cause for years, it's like you scroll Twitter and you're just like, what the fuck even is this? Like, I don't follow this. I don't want to see this. This is fucking the dumbest thing. AI slop, like, gets more and more thrown in your face. And you're like, what? Why am I even seeing this on the timeline? Like, why do I give a fuck? And then to make things worse, you get a fucking notification from someone you've never fucking heard of. And it's like, why is this a notie, though?
Jeez.
Why is this a notie? And who paid for this? And what? Like, this is a fucking ad.
Yeah.
Who's doing this to me? This is horseshit. Well, so today, the rumor is that the visibility has been kind of retinkered with. And, you know, I just stopped for quite some time. I only started back again like the last month posting the fucking show link the next day on Twitter. Now, of course, last week I forgot everything. Last week I didn't post the link anywhere the next day. I didn't fucking process the video. I was so wiped, dude.
Yeah, Wednesdays for doing nothing.
I was just wiped. And usually I will at least post the show and process the video on a Wednesday, right? It's like I joke about doing nothing, but I'll just at least do that.
Yeah.
I did work only, and then I was like, fuck everything, man, and I didn't do a shit. And I was angry at just having to exist. Like, still being alive was like irritating last Wednesday. So I did nothing. But it seems like posts are being visible again. Like, people will actually see what you post now. Instead of just being shown this other garbage and like blue check only shit and other things you don't follow. So Bitcoin Twitter says they're back. And it seems at least that a lot of these guys are also using it as an opportunity to dunk heavily on Noster.
Huh.
Which there's a gap there for sure. It's like, okay, that's not, this change has nothing to do with Noster actually. You guys have just been like waiting it out in a cage kind of over here. And then they're finally letting you, well, they like let you open a window in the cage basically to get a breeze. Mm. And now you're like, wah, 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 we're the greatest. It's like, well, no, this place still sucks nuts. You know, this is not the greatest.
Yeah.
But you will be posting to your mutuals more often now. So that's been a big hubbubaloo, big fit. You're also going to see only fights over there, pretty much. It's the only place that there's even debating going on. And then you can tell who's a Twitter head in your group chat because they'll bring debate shit into the group chat. They'll bring debate shit into the group chat, and like, usually it's just one fucking fool. one guy who's just like insistent upon, you know, making big stands at last minute times over like stupid debates no one really gives a fuck about in real meat space. And you gotta wonder, like, dude, what? Who? What?
Why?
Who gave you the call like 10 days ago to start caring all of the sudden about this thing that's been going on for 9 months? You know?
Yeah.
Like 9 months, not a peep, not a void. All of a sudden, it's the most important fucking thing. All of a sudden, it's like existentially, like, we've gotta, you know, give you some watching material so that you're informed on this little stupidity. Come on, my guy. So anyway, Twitter is back, so they say. The rumor is that Twitter is back. I am waiting to see. I posted today, like, hey, you know, if Twitter's back, like, then all of our Twitter peoples are joining live at 9 tonight, right?
Hey.
So, hey, shouts out. Welcome from Twitter.
Twitter.
Where you, wow. You know, can you send me some Bitcoin from Twitter yet? Does that work? You can just make a heart red on the screen. Do that. Just do that then, I guess.
Retweet.
Make a fucking heart red on the screen. You know?
Yeah.
Give me some noties that aren't from people I literally never heard of.
I've been away for years. I don't miss it at all.
You're not missing anything, honestly.
No, I was there for the best of days when it was fun. And if there were fights, they always ended in laughter. And there was a bunch of boobs and butts and jokes.
You remember when you had to, like, send a text? It was like you would text that shit.
Kinda. That's, like, way, way back.
Yeah.
That's when it was started, right?
Yeah, it was like there wasn't barely any fucking... And then you had a long time where there was a nice web UI, but it was like a fail whale all the time.
Yeah.
Because the server couldn't handle it. Yeah, man, it's definitely seeing its glory days.
I've seen some chatter on Noster because that's the only social media that I use right. Well, yeah. I'm on the Mastodon too, but
sure.
The Fediverse. I've seen some Nostriches saying that they were going back to Twitter, and I thought that was interesting.
There's a lot of people going back to Twitter right now.
Because personally,
from
I'm not
Noster, and you know what?
To,
like, Noster does have to come to some sort of a reckoning with this idea that, like, in a technical sense and in an experience sense, like in a UX sense and a user experience sense, it sucks. Fucking nuts. It sucks fucking nuts, dude. And, you know, it kind of goes like this with getting better and not better.
Yeah.
You know?
Right now it's on a really shitty, sucky period for me, personally. It's
like, you know, these protocols and stuff like this, it should be like, and then plateau for a while, and then a little hop up and plateau for a while, a little hop up.
Not going down.
Not with Noster's, always like getting worse, it seems. A lot of these apps will then like yank features because they have no fucking vision and they don't know like who actually uses and wants to use their stuff,
or they don't listen.
They're always tripping over themselves to bring normies in who like literally walk in and go, "Ew, what's that smell?" and walk right back out.
Yeah.
So I don't know, dude. And then everybody just wants to jam every single fucking thing that happens into your browser. They like don't believe in servers. They don't believe in any kind of. A lot of them was like, we don't need static. We don't need static URLs. We can just make a hash. Everything's a hash. Everything's a, you know, everything's a signed event. I don't think Noster developers can wipe their asses without signing an event that happened and proving it was them, and verifying.
My hand, my ass.
You know, and then like these use cases are always just like the most absurd niche. Off the wall, wild shit where it's like, okay, yeah, but like, who wants that?
Right.
Oh, it's not me. It's going to secure and probably. Okay.
Who gave you the call?
That's fine. No, that's not even the call. That's just like a guy who's like feverishly in love with some weird, like, autistic little thing in the corner, you know? Like,
sure, I guess.
This little cobweb that he like saw such beauty in, and it's like, you know, I think there's a lot there with Noster and a lot of potential. And frankly, far outside of the social media aspect, I don't think anybody needs another timeline. And so that's, I think, a big reason why things aren't, haven't been like pop food.
Yeah.
With that, you know, the only kind of narrow focus lane of development has been the social aspect stuff and like social replacement stuff. The interesting stuff is still being built out and it's underground and we won't see it until it's ready. And that's fine. And I'm not even talking about that kind of stuff. You know, I know that stuff's out there and it's happening all the time. Proof of wipe is not far off, Bully Steve says. Thank you.
That would be entertaining on my timeline.
Yo, though. But how do I even know if you wiped if I don't see, you know, the signed event? There's no in event for the... How do I know you don't have a dirty butthole right now?
Better sign an event quick.
Proof of wipe or I flush. You. Get it? But no, man, I mean... I think that, like, also money captured a lot of the shit and sideline things.
Oh, totally.
Into little cliques that just fight each other and then don't trust anyone and then no one trusts them. And, you know, hey, that's the joy of decentralization. You know what I mean? You want to decentralize, then, like, just make little cliques that fight each other. Boom, that's perfect. Like, that's decentralization, actually. So maybe everything is just fine and robust over there. Like, that's just the natural way and nature is healing. I'm certainly open to the possibility. I don't want to say, I don't want to seem like a curmudgeon. I just want to be one without seeming like one. See? Okay? Can I just be one without seeming like one?
I still favor Dark Wisp as my client.
Agreed.
But what I find fascinating is when I go to the trending page, now it's all Bcash.
Bcash? All, like, yes. Bcash actually, has taken over in a big way.
It's a lot of Pacific Islanders, and they're very positive, and they are supporting each other with Bcash, and I think that's cool.
Yeah, it's hard to be them. Mad like, about I'm, it. It's hard to be mad when they're using the coin and they're whatever, you know.
They're like showing their drinks that they bought and stuff. It's like local tourism kind of stuff for these Islanders. I'm like, that's cute. That's neat.
Yeah.
And it's trending, so it's like, oh, there's people engaging with it.
People actually using it, which, frankly, I mean, it's just going to drive more people over to the Bitcoin Twitter, where you can't send sats to each other.
Right, that seems backward, but whatever.
I mean, you can, and that's another funny-ass thing, too, about the Zappity Zaps and the Boostergrams, for that matter. You know what I mean? Like, we've kind of been in a shitty place with listener payments. And it's like, nigga, if you don't know how to send me some kind of value, I give you like 12 different ways you can do it every fucking week. Like,
yep.
That's not really the barrier, actually. It's like people want it in their little experience and in their app specifically that they use, but then they also don't want the other thing. You know what I mean?
So
like,
yeah.
They want to use...
You got to be a purist like them.
Only Podcast Guru for everything, but they never want to use Albie for anything. And then it's like... Or they want a Nostr Wallet Connect, and that's the only thing, and everything else is gay. You know? Yep. And it's just like, yo, like, we could do any of this, and it's all fine. You know? You could rip a scratcher ticket off and send it to the post office box. Value for value.
That's right.
Value for value, even if it's a loser.
Exactly.
Like,
the joy of scratching.
You know, like, we are a little bit too tunnel visioned on the possibilities to the point where we choke all of our options off.
Yeah.
You know? I was looking into the Bcash stuff because I was making jokes about it last week. And you kind of have to, in order to show up in that ecosystem... Like, you got to use their hashtags, and the main thing is, like, NIP5-ing on their server. So it's, like, at BCH Nostr or whatever. And it's, like, I NIP5-ed years ago on the Nostr.fan one or whatever the fuck was the free one. One of, like, seven free ones that they had at the time. And when I change that, I'll change it to bullafterbull.com once I finally... get to that spot on my roadmap, right?
Yep.
So it's like, I'm not going to NIP 5 on a Bitcoin Cash thing. That would be actually insane.
Yeah.
But I don't got no problem, like, receiving Bitcoin Cash. Like, You know?
Yeah.
I've got U.S. dollars. Homeboy sent us 11 $2 bills in the mail. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's so many different ways to get money. And these, like, these constant chirps about how you're doing it and if you're a true whatever. It's a little bit crazy, my God. It's a little bit crazy, okay?
Yeah.
It's a little bit crazy, okay? Anyway, that's probably why we're getting no zaps, is because we're not saying Noster's the only thing going on.
Impossible to do when you come from podcasting 2.0.
I'm excited for Lake Satoshi because I think, I hope, I pray that it gives me a nice new little Noster pocket of people. And then another thing that's in the works that's not, I mean, it's kind of a secret surprise, so don't tell anybody, Bowlers. It's just between me and you. I want to have like a, they have like a Noster VIP group style thing that you can build out where it's sort of like the group chat. And I would like some of that for just like a verified bowler situation. You can get into the bowler chat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's sure. A kind of thing where we put some kind of cover charge. Okay. And it's like 420 sats or something. You know what I mean? It's not like a, but there has to be some
barrier
door guy.
Yeah. A bouncer.
Going like this, you know, like that's going to be a filtered situation.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be the fucking Fuente style high roller $100 a month shit, but there has to be some kind of a thing that makes it just us bowlers. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking about that. It's in the works.
Sorry, I was thinking $100 a month. That is proof of wipes.
What inspired this rant? I don't know. We're in the weeds.
Yeah.
It was our total lack of zaps, if you must know. Yeah. Yes, our complete lack of zaps so far tonight. And I was just kind of doing a state of the Noster and tying it to this whole idea that Twitter has changed their game. And, you know, just today, I'm talking about just today, they have really, for whatever reason, inflated their hype. People who use it more regularly and have the followers have been like going off today. I've seen like people just being like, this is crazy, we're so back. A lot of people are leaving Noster to go back over there. All of the named guys that you love to hate on Noster are doing that. Okay. Caps Lock Boomer is the biggest guy doing that.
Sure.
You know, you remember Caps Lock Boomer?
How could you forget?
He became Lowercase Boomer for Lent. So cringe. So he's now over there too. It's just kind of like, what are we doing? This is bear market stuff, guys. This is what we do in the bear market. We fight and we make petty arguments and gay little decisions and make sure that everybody knows that we're the only person who knows anything and everyone else is a fucking idiot, okay? That's what I do too. I'm not saying I don't do this. I'm saying we all do this. It's a bear market. It's what we do. It's what we're supposed to be doing. You know, I'm with the culture. This is what we do. This is our culture. Okay? Yeah. So there you go. We do have, oh, look at this. Thank you. See, this was going to keep going until Zap came in, so 333 on the Zapparoos. Thank you. What is very funny, a little secret I'll let you in on, is that because the silly ass boost spot is down, it's going to probably be a mystery.
Oh, no. Who boosted it?
And
who
this
zapped?
Is, again, this is how cool Noster is. It's how awesome Noster is.
We've had
it's
to like, rely on IRC every time.
It's like you'll get a zap, right? And then you'll get no notifications in any client. I'm looking at Dark Wisp, no notification. I'm looking at No Strudel. It now backfilled the notifications from last week that we weren't getting.
Neat.
Which, like, by the way, you remember the mystery 333s?
Yeah.
Those were Eric PP's. They showed up after the show. They showed up.
Yeah.
He sent them at the beginning of the show. They showed up on the Noster TL and, you know, in the notifications and even in the boost bot at 3:30 in the fucking morning.
Yeah.
He sent him at like 10.
That was weird.
That was nuts. This one is Eric PP too. Thank you, Eric PP. It's crazy that it doesn't show up. It's crazy that we're going to get all of our information from 29 different relays on the light side. It's crazy that if I hit refresh on my browser, all that goes away, and then we have to refetch all of that. It's crazy. It's all crazy. Okay? It's all crazy. And now that we have the power of vibe coding, some guys are making it work. Boost Me Bitch.
So
probably good. One of the best examples of vibe coding from a guy I've seen.
Yeah.
And I see this shit all the time. Like, I see this every day professionally. Okay. Boost Me Bitch. Like, you could get work and blow a lot of these fake niggas away. But the problem is that we also get a flood of other shit. More people can just kick rocks and do their own thing. And then we get a flood of like very bad stuff. We've seen all of that. You know, every play Shakespeare wrote, bro. So cringe. All right. So, anyway, yes, we're deep in the weeds. Chat rightfully has called me out. I'm sorry. We just had to address. There's a cultural thing going down. We had to address it. Okay. Podcast Index being flooded with vibe coded apps. Yeah. And like, how many are awesome? There better be notifications coming at me in form of text or IRC or whatever, if there's a good one. Nobody's told me directly about any. So I'm guessing that's not a great sign.
No.
But boostmebitch.com, that shit is primo.
Yeah.
I mean, that shit is looking better than a lot of like the shit that people have spent years of their life making by hand.
It's one of the only places that gets the tracks in the correct order, too, for musicians that are uploading decentralized.
Isn't that wild? And I think it's just because it's a guy in Chad F who comes at it from a listener perspective to know what the experience is supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of these devs, dude, are so autistic, like so autistic, that like a user will tell them like what sucks about it, and then they'll just like say you're stupid and then go like access it some weird niche way in the command line somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, they're not even looking at a UI because they're like above all of that.
Sure. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I've met some of those.
It's like, what? Oh, so users is just like, you don't want those? Like, what's the fucking point of making it? Right. Like, why are you making the application? What's the application for? Who's it for? Just you? Then stop posting it. But just for you, then like go use it and stop posting it. Stop putting it on GitHub. Quit making it public.
Be like Stephen B and just add every single feature possible. Like with CurioCaster, that was just for him. But it was so wide open and inclusive that it was actually for everybody.
Well, there's a slippery slope there because I feel like, you know, that's what Nostrudel is too. It's like the Swiss Army knife. And, you know, in fairness, I rely on that every week to publish the live event. But other than that one action, dude, it's very difficult to use. Just in a soul sense.
Yeah.
Let alone the other actual technical nightmares that are going on every time I look at this fucking thing. So, like, I want this to be the number one
thing
that's better than Twitter, that's better than every app you've ever heard of. Like, I want Nostrudel to be the king of the ring.
Yeah.
It ain't that.
All right, now.
But, you know, we still love using. Obviously, I rely on it. I just said that. So, what can we do? One PR at a time, I guess. One PR at a time, my guys. We appreciate that. We're going to thank some boosters here.
Yeah.
Because that was the whole point, right?
Yep.
And I'm scrolling back in my helipad. We are getting streams also, by the way. We're getting sat streamed. There's an example of a sat streamed to the node.
Nice.
Several sats in a bunch. It's not just one sat at a time. Because, again, this is a podcasting 2.0 feature. So, scrolling back in the helipad on streams, I got to get past the homegrown hit stuff that's showing up 6 days ago. It's funny because certain Australians are catching up on homegrown hits.
Yes.
As the bowl is on.
Yep.
Which is just like a fun thing. You know what I mean? It's just like, it always gives me a chuckle. Pfeiffer been streaming him sats to the bowl.
Yay, Pfeiffer.